Hare Krishna. Today, in Srimad Bhagavatam class, Prakshit Maharaj was speaking, and he was expressing out aloud to Kali, or in the presence of Kali, Dharma, and Bhumi, what happens if Kali is allowed to flourish. And lists a whole long list of all kinds of bad qualities. Untruthfulness, stealing, duplicity, hypocrisy, just one after another. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada interestingly talks about the universal principles of religion, cleanliness, austerity, mercy, and points out that in order to be protected from the influence of Kali, one needs to practice these universal principles, which are common to all religions, and therefore the idea isn't that a person should abandon their faith and take on some other type of faith, but they should actually follow their own religion, but ensure that they're following these principles, truthfulness, cleanliness, austerity, and mercifulness. And by doing that, they naturally advance, and also they're protected from the influence of Kali. However, one needs to have spiritual strength in order to follow these things. For instance, the concept of being merciful, or the law, thou shalt not kill. We see that people are unable to follow that principle. Yesterday's podcast was really all about that. And unless there's spiritual strength, vacho vegam, manasikoda vegam, these vegam, or these pushings of the senses, especially being prompted by Kali himself, then engage people in these types of sinful conduct, sinful activity, and then Kali flourishes. And that's what we have in our present day society. And it doesn't take much. It just takes a little. Like Prabhupada said, in like a needle, out like a plow. That's also Kali's methodology. In like a needle, out like a plow. Or you have the story of the little Dutch boy on the dam. Just one little thumb-sized hole in the dam, if you don't take care of it, then automatically, in due course of time, the water starts washing away and making the hole bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and soon the whole dam collapses. So in the same way, when we also allow irreligious principles to thrive in our personal lives, in our families, in our community, then Kali comes in. And it starts off with one thing, and then it's the next one, and it's the next one, and it's the next one, and it's the next one. And the first one looks very harmless, and the second one is also harmless. But when it all adds up, and Kali's very, Maya's very clever, has this strategy that sort of, it looks like every person may be doing very well, despite the fact that they're not very strict, because it's like with a trap. You allow a person to come deeper and deeper and deeper into a trap, and when they're in all the way, that's when you close the door. It's like I've got a weasel in the attic upstairs. In Hungarian, they call it a nyest. And at all times of day and night, he's chewing away on all kinds of things over there. So we're trying to trap him. It's a big trap. And trying to convince him with apples and things like that in order to step into the trap. But the idea is that the apple is on the far side of the trap, so it's not enough for him to stick his nose in. He's got to go all the way in, tail and all. And when he's all the way in and he pulls on, then it closes on him. So Maya also works like that. We got our nose in, we got our front foot in, everything seems to be all right. It's not so bad. One doesn't need to be so fanatical. Then when you get your tail in, then all of a sudden it closes, and then it's too late. And then it's no longer possible to get out. So for that reason, devotees will need to be very careful, and then we need to reflect, well, what is it? What is that thing that actually gives us the spiritual strength to practice religious principles and also insulate us from Kali's really, really powerful effect? And of course, Harinama Yogevalam, it's only Krishna's name. And once again, Srila Prabhupada in his preaching was very broad-minded as he told other religions that we're not trying to convert them. He also told them, yes, you just continue on whatever you're doing, but chant the names of God to the Christians. He said, chant the name of Christ and any name of God, chant the name of God, because that is the method. They may be chanting a different name than we're chanting, but that doesn't matter. As long as you do chant the name of God, it has effect. And the effect is Chaita Dharpana Marjanam. It will purify one and bring one into to embrace chanting higher and higher names of the Lord. Just like for those who chant names like Bhagavan and Ishwara and so on in Vedic tradition, by that chanting, gradually they rise to chanting the names of Rama, Krishna, and Hari, which are the best names of all. So chanting Hare Krishna, and ultimately that's what it really comes down to. How well do we chant Hare Krishna? Not that we're just sort of polished off our rounds and I finished my rounds and it's some compulsory activity that I do every day, and in this purport, Prabhupada talks about dry religious activity, something that becomes a dry religious activity for which I don't really see much change taking place over the years, over the decades. And yet still we have this concept that, yes, we're going back to Godhead, but going back to Godhead isn't like some kind of supersonic jet plane. All of a sudden you get on and you're there. It's a process that you make the steps for going back to Godhead in this life, and then either you go back to Godhead in this life, or at the end of this life, or in the next life. But Krishna says, shanair shanair uparamat, step by step. It's a stepwise process. And unless we make that stepwise process, then it doesn't really quite happen. And in that way, it can be bahujanma koti. One can be chanting for many, many years, many lifetimes, and still the result of love for Krishna doesn't come. So, by all means, we need to, in order to really make Krishna conscious work, in order to protect ourselves and our families, our communities, we need to be insulated from Kali's effects. That insular effect we can feel, strangers even feel when they walk into one of our temples, they can feel that there's something different here. So what does it mean that it's Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha means that there's no Kali. On the other hand, if we're not careful and we allow Kali to enter, then of course Kali can be anywhere. It can be inside the temple, outside the temple. Inside our house, outside the house, inside our mind, outside our mind. Certainly outside, but the main thing is that he shouldn't be inside. So, as Parikshit Maharaj, that he had this phenomenal spiritual power to be able to rid the world of Kali. There's no such kings nowadays, but the king that can give us that potency to rid at least Kali from our own lives is the holy name, the same place from which Parikshit Maharaj derived that empowerment, namely Krishna. we get that same empowerment by chanting Krishna's holy name. And therefore we should do it very carefully, very assiduously, very dutifully, very lovingly, and in that way we can rest assured that not only will we be protected from the influence of Kali Yuga, but that actually we will go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.